That's, of course, an animal model, but we moved to use many of the same principles in using a single-port sigmoidectomy in a patient with diverticular disease. And you can see that we're going to do a close pericolic dissection. We're putting a sigmoidoscope into the distal colon in order to aid with retraction. And we're using just two instruments and a camera, all being worked through a 2-centimeter incision with a single port. You see the anvil going up, a magnet now catching the anvil in place in the proximal colon. That's the proximal transection being made. This is the distal transection now being made down at the level of the colorectal junction, down past, or well, just towards the sacral promontory. And we had just a little bit further to do just to make sure that this was a completely curative operation. So we've taken out the specimen in 2 segments. Using the magnet now to control the proximal colon, the anvil, of course, is metal and therefore magnetic. We're able to deliver out the anvil. An endoloop can be used just to fix it in place. And now we're in a position to perform, again, a mechanical stapled anastomosis and take our specimen out through the 2-centimeter transumbilical incision. So that many of the same principles that we've learned and practiced and perfected on notes animal models can indeed have a role in human use. And you see that the transumbilical incision was the patient's only wound.